And joining us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, Coach of the Maverick Women, Taylor Wagner. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Before we talk about the semifinal matchup with Mines tonight, I do want to acknowledge the accomplishments of your players. Daniela Turner making the first team All-RMAC team with Kylan Rigsby, Natalie Bartle making the second team, and Kelsey Siemens honorable mention. And Kelsey not only honorable mention, but also has done a great job in the classroom as well. She was a first team all academic selection. So Sophie Anderson, Natalie Bartle, Valentine DeRamo, along with Savannah Domgaard and Sierra McNichol and Kylan Rigsby and Danny Turner also being named to the All-RMAC Academic Honor Roll as well. So acknowledgement of their success on the floor, Taylor, and also in the classroom.
Yeah, it's good honor for both things, you know, on the court and in the classroom. It just kind of tells you the kids that we have on our team, and, you know, they take their academics serious and probably – you know, you can't get on that team unless you've been here for a year. So almost everyone would have been on that team. So it's kind of great to see that work in the classroom paying off for them.
I know before we talked before the Metro State game on Tuesday night, and you feel like your team is playing their best basketball right now. The game that they put together against Western Colorado, the big nine shot block game for Kelsey Siemens in that game that tied a program record, that you felt like you had a lot of momentum going into that game on Tuesday against Metro State. They were red hot. They had won five straight. They had the leading score, and Allie Navarette leading score in the RMAC. And I thought that I thought Kelsey Siemens did a really nice job on Navarette in the first half of that game.
She did. You know, she's playing really well, and everybody's helping each other out on the defensive side, so it's kind of fun to see them start to mesh a little bit. We've had too many defensive breakdowns earlier on, but I think they're starting to get it. And, you know, it's March, and they know it's do or die, and they're ready, and they want to keep the season going.
CMU women's coach Taylor Wagner with us today on the Team Sports Network. The Maverick women getting the win in the RMAC tournament quarterfinal game with a 59-53 victory over Metro State. And at one point, it looked like your team was in good shape, 5:37 to go. You had the 11-point lead, but they got it down to three. And then Natalie Bartle, who had a huge game with 20 points to lead your squad, she hits that big three, and that was really the defining moment of the game. That really put your team in a position to go out and win that basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge that she came up with that shot. And, you know, it was back off the three-point line, shot clock running down, and she's comfortable taking big shots, and that was the first three that she hit it all night, and man, we needed it at that point in the game.
We're talking to Mavs women's basketball head coach Taylor Wagner on the Jim Davis Show. And, you know, Coach Wags, we had seven lead changes in that game against Metro. And coming up that game against Colorado School of Mines, number one team now, definitely can't get into that situation where you have to come back from behind. So what kind of things have you been working on to make sure that when you get the lead, you keep it and you also keep with them defensively?
Yeah, well, I mean, the big thing, we just can't dig ourselves in a big hole, and that was what we did the last time we played Mines. We got down, I think, 20 points at one point. And, you know, we've got to come out ready to go. They're a great offensive team, but, you know, their quarterfinal game, they had 27 offensive rebounds, and they had so many second-chance points and opportunities, and I think that's going to be the key tonight is can we keep them off the boards and not give them second opportunities.
Taylor Wagner, coach of the Colorado Mesa women's basketball team. You mentioned there's two previous meetings, the game at Brownson Arena. You lost that game by 8 points and then had the tough loss over there, 70-51, when they played really well when you lost to them on February 20th. When you look at who they have, though, I mean, it's Denali Pinto's having another great season, averaging just around 14 points per game. Courtney Stanton, I know we've talked about her a lot in the past, Taylor. You always have a lot of good things to say about her game. Those two are playing well right now, and here's a chance for your basketball team. They're the number one team right now in the West Region rankings, number one seed in this RMAC tournament, and a chance to score off against them and get a win that you guys really, really need to get to stay in Grand Junction, have a chance to play, of course, in the regional tournament coming up. You really like to solidify that spot with a couple of wins this weekend.
For sure. You know, I know the girls want to keep playing, and we want to be in that regional next week, you know, especially with them allowing fans to give them the opportunity to have some of their family and friends come watch them. So, you know, we understand the magnitude of this game and what it means, and we've just got to go out and win. It looks kind of like maybe four teams from the RMAC might get in, and we need to sneak in there and be in that fourth spot and give ourselves a chance for that NCAA tournament.
Taylor Wagner joining us today on the program. You know, and obviously against Mines, you know, we mentioned the two players that you really have to watch out for, Pinto and Stanton. But from a defensive standpoint, what has been the challenge when you faced them those previous two games, those two losses, Taylor?
Well, they're just so long. You know, they trap every handoff, every ball screen. They're really aggressive. And, you know, we've been talking about it all week, how we're going to combat that. But now we got to go out and do it. You know, it's hard to simulate them all being 6 foot and 6'1" in practice when you're not that with their length. But I think the girls are focused. And really, if we can see the ball go in early, I think that'll give us a lot of confidence. And we'll see us play a little bit better on both sides of the ball.
All right, we'll have...